What follows is a DNA analysis on Native Americans. The purpose of these studies was to identify the origins of Native peoples. This particular study was compiled by Charles C. Mann, an anthropologist who wrote the New York Times bestseller, 1491, and Gregory L. Little. Quote, DNA analysis on Native Americans began in the 1980s, but with rapid technological improvements, research intensified in the early 1990s. Several teams of genetic researchers at prominent American universities have been conducting numerous studies. Although results from early studies showed the expected Siberian Asian or Bering land bridge ancestry of the majority of modern Native American tribes, things took an unexpected turn in 1997. At that point, it was found that a small percentage of modern Native Americans have an unusual type of DNA, then known to exist only in a few locations in Europe and in the Middle East. Subsequent research indicated that the European DNA was not the result of genetic mixing after Columbus. In addition, the same DNA was later found in the bones of an ancient American burial, confirming that people carrying this unique DNA had entered America in pre-Columbian times, that is, before Columbus. The DNA research initially seemed to promise solid proof of not only where the ancient Americans came from, but also when they came. However, as might be expected, ancient DNA research has become a highly contentious issue with several competing sites. Most of the DNA research on Native American Indians has been done utilizing mitochondrial DNA. Every cell in our body contains hundreds to thousands of these tiny, football-shaped organelles. Mitochondrial DNA has its own unique DNA, which in many ways is simpler and easier to analyze than the human DNA found in the nucleus. Mitochondrial DNA is passed to offspring or children only through the egg. Thus, it is not a combination of a male and female gene. It is what we call a haploid gene, meaning that it has only one dose of chromosomes from the mother. The haploid mitochondrial DNA shows only the female lineage of a person. Mitochondrial DNA is categorized into several types and groups, termed haplogroups and haplotypes. That is, there are variations in the genetic cycle of mitochondria that fit into clusters. The important thing to note is that these clusters can trace lineage far back into time. There are 39 different distinct mitochondrial DNA haplogroups into which all humans fit, and there are variations on these types. An analysis of mitochondrial DNA is not only easier than most other forms of genetic testing, it has a further advantage. All DNA mutates or changes over time, but mitochondrial DNA has a fairly steady rate of mutation. This allows a fairly reasonable, accurate estimate of exactly when a particular group of people, for example, Native Americans, migrated from their primary group. Thus, two important factors can be determined through an analysis of mitochondrial DNA. First, a living person can be tested to determine the specific racial group from which the individual came. Second, the approximate time when that individual's ancestors migrated from their primary racial group can be determined. One way to view mitochondrial DNA testing is that it may be able to provide a racial family tree extending back to the beginning of humanity. The current idea in mitochondrial DNA analysis is that ancestry on the female side can eventually be traced back to a genetic Eve. The 39 types of mitochondrial DNA were presumably derived from this Eve. Whether this idea will be completely confirmed by research remains to be seen. However, mitochondrial DNA testing has confirmed several oral traditions passed down through many generations in several tribes. For example, the indigenous people of Hawaii and Polynesia have long asserted that their ancestors frequently traveled back and forth and that they shared ancestors. Genetic testing showed that these two groups were in fact related, and confirmed the migratory legends of these peoples. First point, confirming the Siberian migration. The first research on living Native American tribes showed that they were comprised of four distinct mitochondrial DNA haplogroups. These were called A, B, C, and D. This means that Native Americans are derived from four different lineages. These haplogroups were also found in Native populations in Central and South America. Three of these haplogroups, A, C, and D, are found primarily in Siberian Asia. The B haplogroup, however, is found only in aboriginal groups in Southeastern Asia, China, Japan, Melanesia, and Polynesia. To confirm a South Pacific and Japanese migration. Based on the mutations found in the mitochondrial DNA, most researchers think that groups A, C, and D entered America from Siberia across Beringia sometime around 35,000 BC. Group B, they assert, probably came to America from the South Pacific or Japan via boats. It is believed that the B group began this migration not long after A, C, and D groups arrived. However, the majority of the B group arrived about 11,000 BC. This leaves open the possibility of several migrations by the B group from different locations, starting at least 40,000 years ago. Many geneticists have proposed that each of these four haplogroups, or migrations, came in four separate and distinct migrations. Recently, in 1997, a fifth mitochondrial DNA group, or haplogroup, was identified in Native Americans. This confirms an unknown and unexpected migration to the Americas. This group, called X, is present in 3% of living Native Americans. Haplogroup X was not then found in Asia, but was found only in Europe and in the Middle East, where 2 to 4% of the population carry it. In those areas, the X haplogroup has primarily been found in parts of Spain, Bulgaria, Finland, Italy, and Israel. Archaeologists and geneticists are certain that the presence of X in America is not the result of historic intermarriages. It is of an ancient origin. In addition, the X type has now been found in the ancient remains of the Basque. Among Native American tribes, the X haplogroup has been found in a small number in the Yakima, Sioux, and Navajo tribes. It has been found to a larger degree in the Ojibwe, Oneata, and Nuchanuth tribes. The X haplogroup has also been discovered in ancient remains in Illinois, near Ohio, and a few other areas near the Great Lakes. It has not, so far, been found in South or Central American tribes, including the Mayan. The X haplogroup appears to have entered America in limited numbers, perhaps as long ago as 34,000 BC. Around 12,000 BC to 10,000 BC, it appears in much greater numbers. It is very important to note that not all Native American tribes have been categorized by mitochondrial DNA analysis, and that relatively few ancient remains have been tested. The picture mitochondrial DNA research findings paint of ancient America is astonishing. It appears, according to the DNA, that multiple waves of migration from various places throughout the world occurred to North America. If the mitochondrial DNA testing is to be believed, there were various points of origin for Native Americans at different times throughout history.